President-elect Barack Obama says it's a new chapter in dealing with climate change. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Mr. Obama delivered a surprise message by video to the bipartisan Governor Global Climate Summit in Los Angeles. He told the governors and others there'll be no more denial or delay. As soon as he's president, America will help lead toward global cooperation on climate change.
That will start with a federal cap and trade system. We'll establish strong annual targets that set us on a course to reduce emissions to their 1990 levels by 2020 and reduce them an additional 80% by 2050.
And Obama says invest $15 billion a year in the private sector to develop clean energy. At the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Bill Kovacs says he likes that idea, but cautions the new administration about painful emission restrictions on business.
You need to be very sensitive, especially in a stressed-out economy, that you could end up imposing very huge costs on the American citizens and virtually everybody who participates in the economy.
President-elect Obama has said in the past, business will be helped by transitioning to a clean energy future. In this new video statement, he says he'll work with everyone.
When I am president, any governor who's willing to promote clean energy will have a partner in the White House. Any company that's willing to invest in clean energy will have an ally in Washington. And any nation that's willing to join the cause of combating climate change will have an ally in the United States of America.
This is the Environment Report. When Barack Obama walks into the White House as president, he'll be taking a look at what the Bush administration has been up to in the last few months. Environmentalists say there's a long list of rules and regulations being approved by the Bush White House during these last days that they say will wreak havoc on the environment and do favors for big oil, mining companies, and other corporations. They say these rule changes are outrageous. But last-minute changes are not at all unusual. Don Arbuckle worked with the Office of Management and Budget for 25 years. He was not a political appointee, but he worked in the White House with several administrations. He says these last-minute regulations happen at the end of every presidency.
In the Clinton administration, for example, in December of 2000, we cleared at OMB about 50 regulations. And then in the first 20 days of January, just before the inauguration, we pushed through over 100. So that was a huge bump in the regulatory activity. I don't think we're going to see the same here in the Bush administration, although there are some indications of a little bit more activity here in the last few months.
If these things are important to an administration, why wait till the last minute to get these rules or regs changed?
Well, that's of course, an excellent question. A lot of rules that have been regarded as a little too much to the left or right for issuance during the middle of the term, that sort of political necessity decreases.
So they can do what they want to at the end.
That's right. That's exactly right. And there's the sort of the left or right of the center has a little more of a voice at these times at the very end of an administration.
Don Arbuckle, who worked through several presidential transitions, he now teaches at the University of Texas in Dallas. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends to come check us out at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.